Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Angelina Jolie. She's a 3-5 manifesting generator. Her inner authority is emotional. She's on the right angle cross of consciousness, the second variation. She's got the 35-36, with the 36 being unconscious. She has a conscious 45-21, with the 21 also being unconscious. She has the conscious and unconscious 20-34, and all of that is split off from the 18-58, which is unconscious with a conscious 18. And a 3-5 personality color is second color, and she's left fixed. So this is Angelina Jolie.
Yep, she's quite a trip here. I mean, if you were gonna, okay, give me someone who's a handful, it would be Angelina Jolie. You know, I it's so interesting that 36 gate unconscious, and that's getting right to her throat. And the 4521 is conscious, and the 3420. I mean, this is somebody who's really busy and powerful, and that cross of consciousness, which is about the blind energy to progress. She's in the quarter of civilization. We have to make progress on these things. And, you know, it's also part of that whether or not they succumb to desire is in that definition.
Well, you know, it's interesting. She just did this movie, Salt, which was originally written for Tom Cruise, and they rewrote it for her as, you know, this powerful, you know, spy, and, you know, and she's actually physically not very big, but, you know, so they had to make it so, you know, she can basically take out 5, 6 guys, whatever, and she's running on the walls and all of this. But what she's saying is that she doesn't really like to watch action movies. She falls asleep if she's watching them. She likes to be in them. I mean, is that any surprise? She likes to be in them, right? And you know, all this energy. I mean, talk about a manifesting generator. You know, with, you know, two manifesting channels, and then, you know, the classic manifesting generating 3420. I mean, she's a busy woman, has made so many pictures, is doing all of this humanitarian work, which I think is so supported by this tribal part of her nature. You know, she has 6 children at this point. You know, I mean, just that alone, the story of that would exhaust, you know, any mother. But you know, the fact of the matter is that she has a lot of money, and so there's a lot of help, you know, with these children. But you know, she adopted Maddox, you know, from Cambodia in the beginning in 2002, and then 2005 she adopted a little girl from Ethiopia. This is Zahara. Right. And then, you know, Brad Pitt had come into her life at this point, and so he actually adopted both of those children also. And then, you know, they gave birth
Well, you
to their
know,
own daughter, you know. No, I mean, and then, you know, they just had twins, and she also adopted a little boy from Vietnam. So it's like they have 6 children.
sure. Well, you know, it's quite appropriate, really. First of all, the nourishment, education of the tribe, and being in control and protecting the tribe. But the open G, you know, that, okay, we see a lot of actors with the open G. That's how they're able to enter whatever role they are to play, and the difficulty they run into is finding themselves afterwards. But with the open G, it's like her community is the world. So that if she adopted, oh, it's very tribal, she's going to take care of you and nurse 50th gate down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but she's going to adopt everybody. With the open G, the community, it's a world community that she's supporting, nourishing, doing stuff like that with.
Well, it's interesting, you know. She's got this the 5-3, you know, it's in her cross, this line of compulsiveness, which is all about, you know, dealing with your compulsiveness. With flights of fancy, right? Flights of imagination. And she talks about, you know, she says, anytime I feel lost, I pull out a map and I stare. And I stare until I have reminded myself that life is a giant adventure, so much to do, so much to see. I mean, also that 35, 36 that resonates to that. You know, it's all going to be okay because there's something new and different and, you know, I'm not lost. But I just thought that was interesting that, you know, this feeling of being lost, she has learned how to fly. And she talks about that it's the only place where she feels completely alone, detached from everything. You know, we've noticed that also about these people with open Gs, you know, finding this space in their life where they really do feel comfortable since it's all about place.
Yeah.
And she's a complete nomad. I mean, you know, they travel from place to place. Just about the time, you know, she finishes a movie, they go to a different place. And so here it is up in the air all by herself that is the most comfortable for her.
Right. Well, without, you know, that 30th gate, which would connect up her 1858, you know, which is about that correction, perfection, and it's really the gate of obsession, you know, so she can get obsessed on having an experience or a feeling because she can really imagine anything.
Well, and she's completely obsessed at this point, really, about her children. I mean, this is the most important thing for her. I mean, she talks about that she likes acting. It's not the most important thing in her life. It helped her to grow up. I mean, that's definitely, you know, with that open G, we can see that for these actors. This is how they work through things.
Oh, she had such a chaotic first 30 years.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
When you think about carrying a vial of blood of your brother or your lover and then, you know, cutting herself and all of that stuff. And here she has the 18th gate, fifth line. Therapy and 183 zealotry.
That was really her therapy, I think, was this whole thing with the acting. You know, she's a third line. She has 8 third lines. I mean, she's been in all these different relationships.
Right.
But now she's with Brad Pitt. I mean, they're completely committed to each other. They're not married, but she says, you know, children are clearly a bigger commitment. It's for life. She's really, you know, with this guy. I think that's one of the things that's really changed for her. She talks about that, you know, when she was really young, she was really this kind of funny, goofy kid, right? But she started to realize how difficult the world was. How the world is so horrible in so many ways. And I think we really saw that whole reaction and how she went
through
that.
Talk about her beginning life as a child.
Oh,
what would
difficult.
They be doing? They'd be trying to control her. I mean, it's like, God, what do you do with a child like this? Now, manifesting generator. But it's like, she wasn't going to be controlled, but...
No one was going to control her. You know, I mean, she broke off the relations with her father. She doesn't use her father's name, who's John Voight.
Right.
She's had a very difficult relationship with him. I mean, this whole third line of making and breaking, you know, that bond. But that, you know, as she's gotten older and she's had these kids, I think she is a real example of a living third line learned and sustained herself, got through very difficult times to come to this place. I mean, you know, she's one of the most famous people on earth. I mean, you know, when they had their twins, I mean, I think this is an amazing thing, you know. I mean, she has the 21-2, which is Might is Right, which is all about this response to, you know, flagrant interference, which for her is the paparazzi. So with the birth of her first child, People magazine paid $4.1 million for the rights for those pictures, and Hello magazine paid $3.5 million. And when they had the twins, they got like $14 million. And
she probably donated all of it.
Oh, it's all donated to charities.
Well,
But my point here is like that control of really dealing with this interference from the outside, take their money and put it where it belongs with the humanitarian efforts.
Oh, I think the innocence, the 13th, you know, this is, she's quite innocent and this is her identity that, you know, it can be naivete, but it's really just, you know, putting it in the right place. I think her personality, son, 35th gate, third line, collaboration. It's the benefic encouragement of others that expands personal as well as communal progress, the ability to make progressive change into others' lives. It's almost
that's,
like, wow, that
that's,
kind
that's
of sums
her.
Up
That's
her life.
Right. And I think as an example, her and Brad Pitt as a collaborative couple raising these children together, you know, it's one of the reasons that open G, we, and as a fifth line unconscious, we project on her.
Eight fifth lines in her chart.
Yeah. I mean, there's all this projection about her being the most beautiful woman, you know, the most incredible person, their couple being the most amazing. I mean, it's this whole
we'll
thing
have to
about
do
Brad
Pitt.
I mean,
take a look at
him. He's a projector with a single channel. So,
yeah.
You know, they're an interesting couple, you know, in that she's so powerful, so defined in this way, all this energy.
Right.
And, you know, he's an energy projector.
Well, Teresa, I'm afraid we're out of time for today.
Well,
but until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.